know where I start? It's been like 5 weeks, I think. 4 or 5 weeks since I released a podcast. And I know I said that I'm going to do one a week. That is totally, 100% completely my bad. All right. I'll be honest with you. I got affected by the low numbers. Because originally I was getting decent numbers. Like 165 for the first one. And then like the next one I went to like 70 something, and then the next one 50 something, and then the 50 something was cool to me, but then it got to like 13 listens, and I'm just like, fuck, man. And then the one after that got like 5. I let the vanity metrics get to me. I let it get to me, and I let it impede my journey. What I should have been doing is I should have kept releasing podcasts, because I forgot. I told myself the podcasts were for me. It was so that I can get better at talking in front of a camera by myself, talking for long periods of time, and even finding some stand-up material just from talking. Because the naturalness is what people really feel. And that's what I've been spending the last 9 months working on. And I'm getting there. I really am. It's taking time, but yeah, I it's great, man. Like, it really is. And I can tell how far I've come along, because last night at this open mic, which was a 3 minute open mic, by the way. It's like you can't fucking do shit in 3 minutes. Like, I haven't been to that one in a long time, because it's a lottery system, and the chances of you getting pulled to go up is very, very rare. But it's been a while. I go back, and my name got pulled. So I go up there, and I'm on stage, and I'm just like, fuck yeah. I'm feeling confident. I'm like, I don't give a fuck, motherfuckers. And I look in the front row, and there's like 12 high school-looking-ass kids. And this is a bar. And I'm like, what the fuck you guys doing here? Like, it fucked me up so bad. I wasn't even being present. I couldn't even do I did like one joke, and I was just like staring at them. These fucking little white boys and white girls. And I was like, how old are you guys? How fucking old are you kids? Where's your chaperones? Because this is looking like a field trip right now. And look, one of the rules is don't be mean. And I wasn't being mean to the audience, but I had to address what was going on, because it was fucking me up. I'm like, who let you in? And I look at the bartender, and I'm like, how old are these kids? And he's like, so I just stood up there, do one joke, which lasted like, was like 10 seconds, 15 seconds. And the rest of the 3 minutes, I'm just standing up there just saying whatever the fuck I want. Like, yeah, I know I'm bombing. And sometimes you got to just not give a fuck, because it feels good. And you kids, you're fucking me up. I don't know why you're here. No offense. But you're fucking up my shit. It was so strange. So weird. And you know, in a stand-up community, a lot of people, they demonize bombing. But bombing isn't just, people just put it under one definition of just you fucked up. But to me, bombing it's a flexible term. It could mean that it didn't go the way that you exactly wanted it to go. But then again, I think when people say bombing, it just means, oh, people weren't laughing. But just because they weren't laughing, it doesn't mean that you didn't get something out of it. And it doesn't mean that you weren't successful. Because to me, last night, I was successful. On paper, no. But for myself and my own progress, hell yeah. Because I stood up there extremely comfortable. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Because months ago, like halfway through my journey, at the 4 month mark, I would have got shook. I would have freaked out. I would have started sweating. But I stood up there like, here I am, bitch. Here I fucking am. And I don't give a fuck. And I love this journey so much, because the further along I go through it, the more I see just changes within me, like big changes. And it hasn't even been, it's been 9 months, guys. 9 fucking months. And I feel like I came a very long way. And I think it's also due to the fact, well, one, I'm hitting open mics like a motherfucker. Like some days I'll hit 8, some weeks I'll hit 8, some weeks I'll hit 10. You know, I try to hit as many as I can. And I'm driving like 20 to 30 miles to get to the area that I need to get to, one way. So overall, I'm driving like 40 to 60 miles. That's just going there and then going back home. I'm not including the other driving to get to the other destinations, the other open mics. It's an investment. It's an investment in myself. That's all it is. But anyways, it's crazy, man. Like, it's crazy. All I knew, because here's the thing, like I didn't know where this was going to take me. I just knew that I liked it. I just knew that I wanted to master it. And I just knew that I wanted to get better and better and better. So I just kept going. And I didn't give up. And I'm still not giving up. And the further I get into it, I keep having, it's like layers of my ego being peeled away. Being peeled away. Because like I'll find a way to make people laugh. And I'll get confident in it. And I'll get good at it for that specific, those bits. And then I'll hit this point where I'm fucking sick of it. And I don't want to do it anymore. Even though it's a guaranteed laugh and it works. And something crazy happened. And this happened multiple times. And something crazy happened to me just less than a week ago. I was reading the book, The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, the guy who wrote the book that turned into a script and movie called The Legend of Bagger Vance with Matt Damon and Will Smith. And this guy, for like 4 decades plus, he's a writer. Nothing worked for him. Okay, no, he's like 40-something. But for like however long he was in it, two decades plus, nothing fucking happened to him. He went through divorces, just a lot of mishaps in his life. But he stuck with it. And eventually, it got to the point where he just said, I'm going to write this book about golf that I know people don't give a fuck about based off of like statistics. It's just bound to fail. But I like it, so I'm going to do it. Because it's for me, and that's what I want to do, and that's what I want to express through my art. And he wrote it. And it became a big fucking hit. It became a fucking huge hit. So the book is basically about all the forms of resistance that we face, which basically is all internal. Even though there's external factors, ultimately our response comes from internally. How we view these obstacles and challenges that are in our way. Which is a lot of times just our mind. And I got to the end of the book. And it was talking about an artist that operates from hierarchy. Whose orientation is hierarchy or territory. So hierarchy means if as an artist. Not even, you don't have to be an artist. Whatever the fuck you are. You're operating from a place of, I'm going to do, we'll talk about artists. Standpoint from to make it easy, you're operating from, if you're hierarchy, you're operating from a place of, I'm gonna make shit based off of what I think people really want, based off of how I think it'll help me be successful, and not for the art itself, not for me, not for my soul, but for them. You're basically a sellout. And then if you're an artist that operates from a territory orientation, you and everything you do is for yourself, for the soul. You don't think about whether it fails or succeeds. You do it to light your fucking heart on fire and your inner being. And at the end of that chapter, it asked a couple of questions, what I can't remember. But basically, I realized I was operating from a standpoint of hierarchy. It went from doing it for me, for the people, whoever the fuck they are, and just to get accepted and to sell myself for the laugh. So I stopped thinking of jokes that I really wanted to do that had a message. And then I read that part and I connected it with George Carlin, this interview that I saw with him. It was a short clip I saw on YouTube, and he was talking about how he hit mainstream success in his stand-up career. And he was getting sick of his shit, because he was making things for people, for like those old ass, like 40s, 50s adults, when they didn't get him. Like, he was a rebel his whole life. Failed all his classes, always went against the grain, a true rebel. But he was changing himself and his material for the complete opposite end of the spectrum. And this is at the time of the Vietnam War. And he realized the people that really gave a fuck about him or would even give him a chance are the ones that are against the war. Like the rebels, the ones that fight against, that are swimming upstream. Like the 20 to 30 year olds. So he decided for 2 years while he was on TV to change all that bullshit that he was doing, all that mainstream shit, to bring out his true self. And after those 2 years, he found it. And then he hit a point of success that he never imagined would have happened. Much greater than when he was doing the material that wasn't serving him and his soul. And at the end of that interview clip, he said, "That's when I realized I'm not just a comedian." And as soon as I remembered that part, I'm not just a comedian, and I tied it in with hierarchy, territory. Like, you know, in movies where it goes like that's what fucking happened to me. And I haven't had something like that happen in I don't know how long. I can't even remember the last time. And then I felt this feeling of grief. Like, you know when somebody died in your family that you love, and then 2 months later, you think of them and you feel that heavy feeling in your heart, that grief. That's what I felt it physically. So I laid on my bed because I felt weak. And then I stared at the ceiling for an hour and 15 minutes. I've never done that. For those of you that know me, I'm super hyperactive and I cannot lay down and stare at something for even 5 minutes. I have a very hard time meditating. I cannot do that. And I just, my eyes were bugging out. I was staring at the fucking spackle and just like thinking over and over and over, I'm not just a comedian. I'm not just a comedian. I'm not just a comedian. And it went from that to, we are one in the universe. Everything is interconnected. We are a whole. We are not separate. I am we. And went from that to, I am a son, I am a nephew, I am a friend, I am a brother, I am a singer, I am a lover, I am everything. I am not just a comedian. I am not just a comedian. And then it finished with, I am me. Of course, I'm summing it all up. It's not like that happened in 1 hour, 15 minutes. It was like an out-of-body experience. It was fucking insane. So basically, it felt like a part of me died. And I think it did. The old part of me that was doing these bits for other people and not himself. Why did I get into all this shit? I got into all of this entertainment stuff because I'm always trying to inject some kind of message, whether it be small or on a large scale. But I started doing things to basically become kind of like a court jester. And it doesn't mean I'm going to be some George Carlin or a Dave Chappelle, but it just means I'm going to be doing more shit that I really, really care about, that I really do care about, that I was afraid to talk about. Because for some reason, in real life, not on stage, I can talk about this shit, no problem, to anybody. I went like this, like, to any fucking buddy. But I was putting myself in some kind of box on stage. And then that seeped into my real life. I saw myself as just a comedian, and then started feeling guilty about doing my videos, you know, because I like to write scripts and turn them into things. I like to sing too. I love singing. That was my first love that I figured out. Well, drawing was my first thing too, that I found out as a child that I really, really loved. And, you know, there's people that say, you got to just do one thing if you want to get really good. But I get that, but why can't I do a bunch of other stuff? You know? So I tried just doing the one thing, and it felt like my soul was dying because I wasn't watering every area of my creative fields. And when I say fields, I mean like foliage, right? And it was killing me. It was fucking killing me. And even doing, like, that's also why I stopped doing this, I think. This podcast. Because I was so focused on the orientation of hierarchy. How would people view me? I'm not getting enough likes or even views. So I'm going to stop. I was no longer doing it for myself. And I think that is when a person is literally like, we're committing emotional suicide. When you're doing things based off of what you think or how you think other people would perceive you for acceptance, for that pat on the back. But I don't want that. Do you really want a pat on the back from the piece of shit that never believed in you, and that's talking shit about you behind your back? I don't. I did at first, but I really don't. Like, I want that hug from the person that loves me, that cares about me, that genuinely wants me to succeed. And by succeed, I mean even just be happy, because being happy is the biggest form of success. The highest level of success, I would say. This feels really good to be back doing this podcast. It felt like a wash of relief over me. And I know it's because I wasn't addressing what was going on within me. Just doing stand-up only was fucking me up. And this is, I journal a lot. I write every morning, every night, 10 minutes each. And when I do that, it gets rid of all that mental baggage from overnight and during the day. And it keeps me sane and gets me ready for the day. And I think, and I know, I just got to do more of these podcasts because I feel like a million fucking times better. I feel more comfortable. I feel at peace. Because there's only so much I can express through pen and paper. But I think both of these are necessary. And now I'm even thinking maybe other people should do it. Like people that aren't trying to do a podcast. People that aren't trying to get in entertainment. I think just sitting there for like 10, 20 minutes and just talking to something, like a camera, is kind of like talking to a therapist. You're giving yourself permission to express yourself. And then just get these things out that you don't feel like safe enough to talk to others about. But for me, I'm going to release this shit, so all you guys are going to see this. And you know, I'm not just a fucking comedian. I am not. I am so much more than that. I'm a caring individual. You know. I'm a bunch of things. And so are you. You're not just whatever you think you are or people say you are. You are you. You're Steven, you're Daniel, Elizabeth, Christine, whoever the fuck, whatever the fuck your name is. You're that. But you're more than your name too. You are you. And you are special. I feel like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood right now. But I get it. That motherfucker's right. Did you see his documentary? That shit made me cry so hard. Man. Man. That old white dude came from privilege, but he got it. Like, you go two ways, man. When you're born rich as fuck, you have... There's a certain point where you don't have empathy to a certain point. Because you just don't get it. But I think it can be learned. And Mr. Rogers, he got it. And he did good. He did great in this world before he passed away. And he's not a fucking Navy SEAL sniper. That myth was debunked. And now Tom Hanks, he's coming out as Mr. Rogers. They're making a movie, like a movie. That's going to be interesting. Pretty sure I'm going to cry in that one too. You know? Like, I love watching things where people care. Like, older people care for younger generation and do what they can to help them. And not just the younger generation, but help them build their confidence up because they may get bullied or they look a certain way or they come from a specific background. Yeah, so anything to where the underdog rises also gets my heart going. That's why I like the anime Gurren Lagann, because when I watched that, this fucking kid would keep overcoming these immense challenges that seemed to be insurmountable. And every episode would make me tear up. And I'd get goosebumps. I'd feel fucking pumped. Like I'm about to get into a fight against this giant being who wants to suppress me and destroy me. But I stand up and I fucking fight. So this podcast, guys, it's not just like a comedy podcast. It's an everything podcast. We're going to talk about fucking everything. This is like my fucking journal and I'm sharing shit with you guys. We're connecting. And that's what the fuck it is, man. So thank you. If you listened up to this point, I know I've been absent. I want to say thank you. And I hope you got something from it. And if you didn't get anything from it, I don't know what to say. So anyways, I will see you next week. And have a good day. Have a great day. Just live life. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy. Landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.